Our short work week coming to a close. It's Friday morning. Sun looks pretty great right now, but looks like it's going to get pretty wet here later today, overnight, and through tomorrow before Sunday starts to get warm again. I don't know. Rick Van Dyvendyke, host of Garden Talk, is always telling me consistent watering is key. And he's told me in the past, Greg, if your leaves are turning yellow on your tomato plants, it's been inconsistent watering. But my leaves are turning yellow. And heck, I even saw some trees last night. I should ask Rick about that as we were out for a walk. Some of the tree fall colors are starting to show. But anyhow, let's get in. Rick Van Dyvendyke from Garden Talk. See if he can solve my mystery here. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. How are you making out?
Well, I'm a little bummed out because, you know, I take your advice, consistent watering, yet I don't understand why my tomato plants kind of look yellowish.
Yeah, well, there's two things with that. Your consistent watering is the most important. Not wet, dry, not wet, dry, wet, dry, or not too dry all the time, but also nutrients right now. People forgetting about, you know, they've been consistent watering. You also got to have the nutrients. So a lot of the yellow leaves we're seeing, and I'm getting a lot of calls about that as well, but they're even the shrubs and the trees and the rose plants and everything else, is that even the petunias, they're seeing the yellow streaks in between the veins, and that's because it's lack of iron and so lack of nutrients. So making sure, especially the annual plants, making sure that like tomatoes and all your plants and your planters and that kind of stuff, make sure that you're at least once a week, you're giving them some fertilizer.
So it's not too late if I started that a little more frequently.
No, absolutely. And with vegetables, you want to use a low nitrogen, but a lot of the micronutrients, like your phosphorus, your potassium, all your zinc and iron. But iron is the big one, especially for tomatoes, and calcium is another big one. But iron for those plants, you want to make sure you get that. And even your shrubs and trees, if they have that yellow look into the leaves, and then you want to give them some iron. But iron also, if they're lacking iron, sometimes that means they just can't get the nutrients. So that means you need to check the pH of the soil and making sure the pH is around 7, so it's neutral. But if it's high, if it's over about 7.4 or higher, or if it's 6.5 or lower, that means the soil locks up the nutrients and they can't get the nutrients. So you got a high pH, you want to use something like aluminum sulfate. If you got a low pH, you want to use lime. So there's ways you can help, and you can check out with any of the garden centers. They can usually help you out with that kind of thing too.
Oh, Rick Van Dyvendyke, host of Garden Talk. I do love you, but I could never live with you. There's just so many things you want me to do to make everything glorious. But
it's all fun.
Sure it is. Hey, you wanted to tell everyone about pruning maple and birches. What is it? Is it a good time?
Yeah, people always ask me in the spring, because that's usually the time people prune, or for the fall, can they prune my birches and maples? And the answer is always no. You want to prune your maples in August, September. That's when you want to prune them so they don't bleed like crazy in the spring. Even pine trees is a great time to prune those pine trees, and so they don't bleed in the spring as well. So if you're going to do some pruning on those big trees, especially some bigger branches, make sure the maples and birches, now's the time to do it.
Okay. Well, look, you've given us a lot of advice here. And, you know, we're rolled into the first week of August, almost over with it. What do you see in August here? What are we going to start thinking about in the next few weeks?
Well, the biggest thing is that people are starting to think about even harvesting their garden, that kind of stuff. So making sure that you're trying to grow a big pumpkin or something like that, you want to pull the flowers off, you know, so that you're not creating more pumpkins. You're putting the energy into those big, giant pumpkins you want. And or if you want to go out there and steal a potato, you don't have to dig the whole potato plant out. You can actually dig around and actually steal fresh garden potatoes up, and better than nuts. So, and cucumbers and squash and those kind of things, if you got enough production happening, then you can do some pruning and pulling off flowers so that you're just putting energy into the one fruit that you have. But those are the kind of things in the garden, just making sure that you're watering, like you talked about before, watering consistently, and even adding some nutrients, and then you can have a great harvest in August and September.
Yeah, I've seen some of my farming friends with large gardens already, you know, putting the beet jars up on the shelf. It is that time of the year, isn't it? Hey, Rick,
yeah.
I know you're on 2 hours this weekend. We'll catch you on Sunday morning at 9, okay?
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Joining me now from the 980 CJME newsroom is Kevin Martell. We brought this to your attention yesterday, the passing of former police chief Troy Hagan. And you and I have known Troy, and he was a great guy. And every time you interviewed Troy, you learned something. He was very, very smart. And
yeah, I can remember interviewing him several times through, I guess, when I got here in 2012 through to 2016 before he retired. And he was always very, very thorough with a lot of his
answers. Yeah, sometimes you had to give him the hurry up sign, you know, with your hand. Okay, Troy, this one's going on a little long. I always poked fun at him about that, but he knew what he was talking about. So, yeah, some memories even from those who are working at RPS now we're sharing throughout the morning here, too.
Yeah, and we're talking to Lori Lee Davies, the current acting chief, and you know, she obviously would have worked with Hagan for years. And she says even his, you know, his legacy now is that he, you know, in part started some youth programs that are still in effect today, you know, almost a decade later.
If Evan Bray were here, he's on vacation this week. He'll be back next week. I'm sure he'll have a comment too, but he would say great things about Troy as well as a former police chief, just like Troy. Okay, Kevin, yesterday, 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms developing. It's going to be mostly cloudy, I said. Yeah, I lost the guaranteed weather jackpot because I said it was going to be 23.
Again, that's twice in the last, what, week, Greg?
Did you have to? You know, like, you're trying to hurt me? Huh? I could reflect on all the times you've given my jackpot away when filling in for me on holidays. But no, I wasn't going to go there. Seriously, it was 27 degrees. I stepped out about 3:30. It was sunny. It was beautiful. Yeah. I actually laid in the hammock, caught a little sun. Now, today, they're saying the same thing. But look at the sky now. So you just got off the phone with Environment Canada. Did they say anything specifically here about thunderstorms?
Again, they say there's a chance of them certainly today and through
there's
tomorrow.
There's a chance I might get a headache this weekend, too.
Yeah, right. Is it the best that we can do with that? But rain certainly could be coming again today and tomorrow. And then we are back to the smoke. So rain and smoke, that has been the flavor of this summer.
Okay, let's whip over to city council. Here come the lawsuits.
Yeah, and so this is kind of a development around the whole Nikki Anderson, drama that you would call it. So you remember several months ago, two employees, one of which was Anderson's chief of staff, was fired. The other was Indigenous Relations, Director of Indigenous Relations. Both of them were fired by the city. And just a reminder, we never have any good insight as to why employees are fired. We ask these questions.
We did last week when the mayor was on my show. I said transparency. It's what everyone's been running on. I get that.
But exactly.
The
so
legalities.
No,
they're worried about the legalities saying anything further because that's yet to be determined. Because Nikki's contract was 5 years, we'll have to pay.
And so perhaps this will come out in the details of the lawsuit if it goes through the whole court process. But anyway, the two employees are launching these statements of claims, and they say that they're losing out on being let go from their contracts early, losing out on money, damages. So the city, of course, as you might expect, is aware of these statements of claims, but is making no comment.
Okay. You got any big weekend plans there, Kev?
I think
just laying low, see what this weather does?
It could be a theater weekend. We'll see. But yeah, if it's a rainy weekend, the theater will look more attractive for sure.
Okay. Well, there's this new movie, Weapons,
that's getting a lot of good reviews. We might see that. We might go to see it.
Yeah. I always like to know in advance if it's any good. So I sent out my little buddy, Brett Buster.
Yes.
He's one of the acting producers behind the scenes, and he's our resident movie critic. He's going to review it for us after the 8 o'clock news. So don't tune in to spoil anything, Kevin.
I won't.
CJME News Time. That was pretty blunt. I'm not listening to you. It's 6:58. Little Bob Seger from Beverly Hills Cop. I think number two. Good song, Shakedown. Friday morning, end of a short work week for many of you, and the weekend is here. It looks a little promising with the sun now, but as you've heard, it might be a little soggy today and tomorrow as well, but much better on Sunday. Riders enjoying a bye week. I've noticed on social media, a few of them are visiting local communities and doing some appearances, which is always cool for fan support, drumming it up a little in rural Saskatchewan. Love to see that. The Ticats hosted the BC Lions last night to open up this weekend. And it was just an epic finish. The second half of that game was awesome. Nathan Rourke was on fire. He threw for well over 400 yards, a couple of TDs. It was an overtime final. Sold out in Hamilton, by the way, and it was fun. The final minute, the Lions needed a touchdown. They got it. That gave the Lions a three-point lead, but the Ticats come back and kick a field goal, sends it to overtime, 38-38. Hamilton gets the ball first in overtime. Did not go well.
Mitchell looking that way, deflected but caught by Tim White coming back to the ball. It comes out! It's BC's ball!
Yeah, and then, of course, BC, they just need whatever point they can get, right, to win the game in overtime. And sure enough, Sean White gets a field goal. 41-38 final for BC, and like I say, our Riders on a bye, hosting Hamilton next Saturday. That game is going to be so good. Ticats coming into town wanting to start another winning streak because the Lions ended their streak at 6 last night. Bo Levi Mitchell, he's already moving on.
You know, you took a punch, get back up, and, you know, let's go face somebody bigger, right? I'm excited about it, and I'm ready for it. There's no, yeah, you have to go play this team. Yeah, this guy got injured. No, we want Sask, and we're ready for him.
And tonight, the Elks are in Montreal, but I think the one I want to watch is Sunday at 5 o'clock. The Stamps and the Bombers. Vernon Adams Jr., I believe he's back with the Stamps, and I know that the Bombers have been a little inconsistent as of late, and we got a couple of big games against them. Zach Collaros is set to start on Sunday. You know, Air Canada, the union representing like 10,000 flight attendants, are going to resume talks later today, and they're trying to avoid a strike that could potentially begin a week from now. 97% of the flight attendants voted in favor of a strike for a better deal. As for whether or not you, if you have a flight, should worry about cancellation, the company say, well, not yet, because they think they're focused on reaching a deal before the deadline a week from today. So flight attendants, they're asking for higher wages and compensation for all the time worked. We'll see. Early next week, you might be getting a little concerned about some of your forthcoming flights. A lot of Canadians, too, waiting and wondering how tariff negotiations will move forward as Carney and Trump haven't really spoken much lately. And the U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra, had told CTV News early in the week that the current stage of trade negotiations is moving slowly, not stalled, just moving slowly, and that Canada isn't the president's priority right now, according to Hoekstra. And earlier in the week, Prime Minister Carney did mention that he was open to removing maybe some retaliatory tariffs. He wasn't specific if that would benefit the Canadian economy, he said, and to further negotiations. Well, that ambassador I was just mentioning, Hoekstra, he was asked if such removals would help push a deal through quicker with Trump.
We really haven't seen any movement at all on the retaliatory steps, okay, whether it's USMCA, whether it's the banning of products, whether it is Canadian government officials, you know, calling for Canadians not to travel to the United States, you know, some fairly nasty comments about our president. You know, again, those are the things that are under Canadians' control. What I'm glad is that I was in BC a week and a half ago, and I visited some of the tourist spots there, and I asked, hey, what's American tourism like? And they said, man, it's as good, if not better, than last year. It's kind of like, great, that shows the strength and the friendship between America and Canada. Americans are not taking those retaliatory steps towards Canada. But again, if Canadians want to do that, that's their choice.
All right, that's U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra. Thinks we should have a little thicker skin. Head to the USA as if Trump has never insulted us. So, but anyhow, with that bit of advice, you heard him say, you know, the rhetoric, nasty things about the president. Well, Ontario Premier Doug Ford went on CNN yesterday and said this.
What's the general impression of Trump in Canada?
He's probably the most disliked politician in the world in Canada because he's attacked his closest family member. And that's the way we look upon it. And when I talk to the governors and senators and Congress people, even Republicans totally disagree, but they're too scared to come out and say anything because the president will go after them. Outside of a few senators, and I want to thank them for coming out and standing with not just American people, but their closest friends and allies, which is Canada. And again, we love the Americans. It's unfortunate President Trump decided to go down this road.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford, lighten it up. Hey, it's Greg Morgan here with Tamara Cherry, filling in nicely for Evan Bray on vacation this week. And Tamara joining me now, and it's Friday. Always nice to see Belton Johnson on your show, but I don't know how you got him. Same with me earlier in the week, because he's on holidays.
What?
Do you know anyone that works at CJME that would still do their job well on vacation?
Well, if they knew Tamara Cherry was filling in for Evan Bray. I love my conversations with Belton. Well, I love it.
I came back to work on Tuesday after the long weekend there, and sure enough, Belton's in the lineup. I thought he was away, and so we talked about the Ryder recap, and now today he's going to be on your show. But I love following Belton on social media. He stopped in Maple Creek yesterday at the toy store, which is one of our favorites when we go to Cypress Hills. That's a must stop.
Okay, this is the first time I've heard about this.
The toys, the candy, the puzzles, it's amazing.
Wow. Okay.
And he's in Cypress Hills this morning, and he will join you later this morning during his vacation. So what's he going to be?
What a doll.
Is he cooking for you today or what?
He never cooks for me, Greg. He just tortures me.
He comes in at
the most torturous time, like an hour and a half before the end of the show. I'm getting hungry. I'm ready for lunch. And here he is making me drool over his smoked meat recipes.
Yeah. Yeah, he makes everyone drool. He's quite the master chef, yes, that's for sure. So what else is coming up on the show?
Well, we're going to be speaking with opposition leader, NDP leader Carla Beck. This a couple days after our conversation with Premier Scott Moe. We're in an interesting moment here, Greg, because it kind of is as though our conservative premier is sounding more like our liberal prime minister, and our NDP opposition leader is sounding more like the conservative leader of Ontario, Doug Ford. It's like, it's bonkers. I don't know if they're just trying to find ways to come at totally opposite ends of the spectrum on these trade issues, but I'm going to dig into trade. They've really been hammering the province over their stance lately. The NDP has been. So we're going to be talking about that.
And you're going to sing karaoke?
Okay. So we're going to have this karaoke star who's going to be competing at the...
Tell me what time that is so I'm not listening, because I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Do you have a good voice?
Okay, so this is one of the questions I have for her. First, I'm going to say that I have a better voice than both my sisters if they're listening. And second, I'm going to ask her, do you have to have a good voice to win a karaoke championship? Or is it more about the delivery, the dancing,
the adherence to lyrics? I had no idea there was a Team Saskatchewan entering a world championship karaoke.
I didn't even know that there were karaoke
contests,
like championships. It's so cool.
All right. Well, that's coming up on your show as well. Yeah. A little after 11 o'clock, you'll hear about the karaoke champion. All right. Thanks, Tamara. And I guess this is it, your last day. Thanks
this
for filling
it.
In all
Swan
this week.
Swan song today, Greg. Swan
all right.
song.
Go
Happy
out
Friday.
With a bang.
Yeah.
Light it up today.
Oh, you just wait. Okay.
Tamara Cherry's back at 8:30 for Evan Bray.